Early this morning, astronomers and lots of ordinary people climbed out onto their roofs or went out into the country and gazed into the dark to witness the annual Leonid meteor shower. It was, by some accounts, a spectacular show, the most impressive meteor display since 1966. One NASA astronomer described many of the meteors as fireballs brighter than Venus. Well, we sent our reporter, Andrea Seabrook, out to witness the event. Andrea, what did you see?
Nothing.
Why not?
I went out with a bunch of NASA astronomers in the country, and there was just too much cloud cover.
I must say, I had the same experience. I popped out of bed at 10 minutes after 5, just wide awake. I went to the window, and I looked out, and there was nothing but fog and clouds in Washington, D.C., so I didn't see a darn thing, and I'm really bummed. But our producer, Alice Winkler, in the same city, had a completely different experience.
I live up near the cathedral, High Point in Washington, and there were just lots of arcing streaks of light with little glowing tails, and one whipped around in kind of a fiery squiggle, and I actually thought, this is where they got the idea for fireworks. One of the best things, though, really was that there was a sort of little community that formed on the roof of my apartment building, all of us strangers out in our pajamas and coats, laying on the deck chairs, and there was one guy who was counting meteors, and he was already up to 55, I think, by the time I got up there. It was about 10 past 5 also, and I was pretty cold, so 20 minutes later, when he hit 100, I went back to bed.
Well, next year, astronomers say the Leonid shower will probably be washed out by a full moon, but all is not lost. There will be another chance to see a display as impressive as this year's in 2099. Watch this space.